Neil and Dad presents Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Good morning.
Hello, welcome back to Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Let's read from page 1. Follow your heart. First, know your heart. It knows things your mind can't understand. Listen to it. Listen above the crowd. Be open to it. Let it guide you on the big decisions. Be true to it. The heart has its reasons, which reason knows nothing of. Blaise Pascal.
Good morning all. It's June 8th, 2020. We're back with Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day, Patrick Lindsay. Today we're going to talk about Be Faithful. Let's begin. Be faithful. It sounds so old-fashioned, but fidelity is the foundation of so many valuable things, like love, mateship, and family. Most importantly, be faithful to yourself and your core beliefs. Leave your beliefs and you can turn the world around. Henry David Thoreau.
Hi, welcome to Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Let's read from page 3. Accentuate the positive. Too often we dwell on the negatives. This weighs us down. Look for the upside. See light rather than the dark side. Search for positive energy. It will transform your attitude. It will empower you and reignite your passion. Keep sowing your seeds, for you never know which one will grow. Perhaps they all will. The Bible.
Today is June 9th, and today we are going to be reading Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Let's read on from page 5. Explore a mystery. Take the challenge. Back your judgment. Draw on your experience. Look with different eyes. Ask questions, especially the obvious ones. Go back to the original sources. Cross-check them. Begin to unravel it. Be an opener of doors. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
And now, Dad, reading. Stop complaining. Grizzling achieves nothing. Just stirs anonymity. Promotes negatives and excuses. Look through others' eyes. Seek solutions. Make positive suggestions. Help implement them. You will be surprised at your reception. Never complain. Never explain. Benjamin Disraeli. Thank you.
June 11th, Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Let's read. Take the path least traveled. It takes courage and confidence. It has some risks, but often brings great reward. The challenge of new, the thrill of exploration,
growth from learning and self-confidence from stress. We know what happens to people who stay in the middle of the road. They get run over. Inurian B-Man.
And now Dad is reading the next. Remember people's names. It seems such a small thing to you, but it's so important to others and so memorable. When you are introduced, greet people by the name. Make a mental note. Associate name with the face. If you take the trouble to remember someone's name, they will remember you and hold you in high regard. A man dies and leaves a name. A tiger dies and leaves a skin. Chinese saying.
Hello, sorry we weren't posting for a couple days, but now we're posting again. June 15th, Monday, 2020. Today in Be Happy, 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay, we are going to be reading Be Patient. With experience, we realize the importance of patience. Too many decisions are reflex actions. Take the time to ponder. Put things in perspective. Allow situations to develop. Sense the patterns of things. Wait until the moment is right, then be decisive. Can you remain unmoving until the right action arises by itself? Tao Te Teaching. And now for Dad.
Be honest with yourself. We can fool others, but we cannot fool ourselves. Being honest with yourself brings freedom. Work towards self-acceptance. Respect yourself as you would want others to respect you. Find your truths. Aspire to be a better person. An honest man is the noblest work of God. Alexander Pope. Thank you.
And now for Dad.
Self-acceptance.
Wednesday 17, 2020. Hello, welcome back to Be Happy. 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Enjoy the trip. No matter how far you travel or how long the trip across the city, across the country, across the world, or through your life. The journey matters more than the destination. Enjoy the journey. Each journey starts with the first step. Chinese proverb. Thursday, June 18. Hi, welcome back to Be Happy. 170 Ways to Transform Your Day by Patrick Lindsay. Let's read. Do your best. How often do we say it? How often do we promise to do it? Yet how rarely do we actually do the best we can? When we do, we use all our efforts. We push through old boundaries. And the satisfaction is enormous. And the rewards are sweeter because they've been earned. Make the most of yourself, for that is all there is of you. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And now, Dad's turn.
Good morning. Return your calls. It's so easy to ignore messages. Sometimes it's justified. Put yourself in the caller's shoes. There is nothing worse than being ignored. You are bigger than that. Give little of yourself. Give others the courtesy you would hope to receive. Whether they are phone calls or calls for help, answer them. In long term, you will be the winner. There are only the pursued, the pursuing, the busy and the tired. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Thank you. Bye. Have a nice day. And today is the first day of the summer vacation. Bye.
June 19, 2020. Be happy. 170 ways to transform your day by Patrick Lindsay. Today we have a special guest. It's Mommy. So that all three of us can read. But I'll start first, Mommy will start second, and Daddy will start third. Let's go. Help the Earth. We're only borrowing the Earth while we're here. We must hand it on to the next generation. Let's do what we can to improve it, or at least do as little damage as possible. Do the simple things. Recycle. Join in community cleanups. Try solar energy. Walk. Tricycle. Carpool. Catch a bus. Watch over our oceans. Protect the forests. The world is a fine place and worth fighting for. Ernest Hemingway. Now Mommy's turn.
Free, be happy, free fall. Most of our lives are structured. Most of our actions planned. Most of our risks covered. All the more reason to free fall sometimes. Go with your instincts. Let your heart lead. Take a chance. Freedom has a thousand charms to show that slaves, however contented, never know. William Cowper.
And for Daddy's turn.
Set goals. They give the direction and purpose and a sense of optimism, but paint with a broad brush. Fill in the details as needed. Plan for tomorrow, but live a day at a time. We never prepared one battle plan without at least one alternate plan. General George S. Patton.
Bye-bye.